Okay, now that it's 7 o'clock, let's call this meeting to order, please. Would everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke. Colosimo.
Present.
Clocher.
Here.
Nashuski?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Turulis?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? Okay. I know there's no presentations listed on the agenda, but we do have a super secret Community Hero Award presentation. I would like to call Ms. Slapika front and center to take over from here.
John F. Kennedy once said that one person can make a difference and everyone should try. And he's my favorite president. I share his birthday. I remember when Joel messaged me about the suicide prevention proclamation that he was writing. And he sent me a rough draft and asked me if there were any additions or things that I wanted to change. And the only thing I wanted to add were the words suicide prevention services, just because I wanted people to know that we exist to help. Aside from that, it was perfect. And here, I thought it was just for the city of Yorkville, and unbeknownst to me, it was for 25 different communities in our area. And I think that's a metaphor for Joel Frieders. You have no idea what this man is capable of. Aurora, Batavia, Joliet, Prospect Heights, Burbank, Yorkville, Plano, DeKalb, Maple Park, Sycamore, Rock Island, St. Charles, Naperville, West Chicago, Highland Park, Montgomery, Evanston, King County, Burlington, North Aurora, Cook County, Rockford, Morris, Freeport, Rochelle, and the state of Illinois. Additionally, out of the state of Illinois, in Canton, Georgia, and Fort Wayne, Indiana, they also adopted Joel's proclamation. On October 26th, on Friday, it will be read in front of everyone in Springfield for the state of Illinois. Again, Joel made this happen. Thank you, Joel Frieders, for reaching out to every area city council to share your proclamation with them. Thank you for writing it. Your dedication to our mission is incredible, and we are so grateful. Specifically in this proclamation, it asks each of us to reach out to our friends, family, and neighbors to let them know that they are appreciated and valued by any means necessary. I value each of you today, and I thank you for your time and joining me to celebrate our friend. Today, in this moment, I would like to use this platform to show Joel how much he is loved, valued, and appreciated. I've had this on my heart for quite some time. Thank you, Yorkville, for giving me this opportunity. Thank you, Joel, for encouraging us to talk about something that no one wants to talk about. Thank you for talking about suicide. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And those are, again, the words of John F. Kennedy, my favorite president. On your way out today, please hug someone, even if you don't know them, because we are a community, a family, and we need to support one another and live out our appreciation for Joel Frieders. Thank you.
Bring it up.
please.
Very nice.
I'm going to punch all of you in the arm. People have been treating me weird all day, so this kind of helps that it wasn't my paranoia, which I am prone to bouts of. I don't really know what to say. It's like every time that I start to feel better about everything, you do something like this, or somebody reminds me of a friend that's lost. It's weird because, like, I grew up with a very close group of friends, and I see a couple of them. My best man's sitting right the hell there. Another one from my wedding sitting right over there. Even though I don't talk to a lot of people besides my wife every day, I think I've shown that just because you're hurting doesn't mean you can't do anything. Like, I felt like a horse. I hate to quote Father John Misty without Bart being here. But I felt like a horse knee-deep in mud. I couldn't really go anywhere. Sometimes you feel inadequate. You're always your worst critic. All of those things kind of remind me that I am powerless to assist in other people's pain. Knowing that, I cry in public. I cry at concerts. Ask him. Watching Roger Waters. The song Great Gig in the Sky, I never heard it with the third chorus with a male voice, and I lost it. Carlo goes, "You cried during a song?" I said, "Hell yeah, I cried during a song." Sometimes I think that I wear my heart a little bit too much on my sleeve, but right underneath my heart is my middle finger, and I'm not afraid to use it. I'm learning to heal from all this, and I don't think that this necessarily helps, but at least it lets me know that people are listening. I still can't get the alderman from the ward where Mike lived in Chicago to return my phone calls, and I think that hurts me the most, because if I could attend a Chicago City Council meeting and have him read it to Mike's parents, maybe I wouldn't still hurt. Seriously, I'm going to punch all of you. Can we finish the meeting? Like, this is a violation of the Open Meetings Act. This wasn't on the agenda.
We can break the rules once in a while.
I mean, the library does it. No, thank you for acknowledging me, but thank you more than anything for acknowledging the topic. It sucks to talk about. I think I've talked about suicide more in the last 3 months than my entire life, and I think the hardest thing is talking to people that I don't know. Like the first time I wore the shirt to my wife's wedding, came around the corner at the Hilton and some dude stopped me, like, that freaked me out. Like, I know that I'm here for a reason. I don't know how I'm supposed to handle this crap. But, Jen said it right. Just hug people and quit being jerks to one another. Try to do cool stuff. Stop being afraid of things. Me and my sister talked this morning about, you know what, I'm just not going to be afraid of stuff anymore. She didn't want to go to the airport, so she did it one road at a time, and that's how I'm kind of living my life. And yes, I have a lot of balls that I'm juggling. But my biggest ball and my favorite ball is my wife and my three kids, even though I yell at them to stop being jerks to one another and to brush your freaking teeth. I can state with 100% certainty that I wouldn't change anything. I wish I could bring my friends back, but that's what we're working on now. So, can we please get on with this?
Thank you, Jen, and thank you, everyone, for coming out today and Joel, you know, we love you and definitely appreciate everything you do. And Yorkville was honored to be the first community to pass the resolution.
Thank
so thanks for bringing it forward. Okay. And now we will move on to citizen comments. Do you have any citizens that would like to comment on any items that are on the agenda this evening? Or Julie, you have anything else you want to say?
No, I don't. I'm trying to leave and not be seen.
If you want to leave, you can. If anyone would like to go, now's a good time. Thank you again. Did someone from your group have something to present? Did anyone want to speak now, even though it's on agenda items? Yeah, otherwise you have to wait till the end of the meeting. So if you wanted to come up now, that'd be fine.
City what they can do to clarify any future uses of this park. I'd like to keep that from happening again. I'd also like the stub of Colton Street, south of Main Street, to be incorporated into the park. That's all. I'm very upset. Thank you.
All right, and then we'll move to our regular agenda. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Roll call.
Kolosima?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Breeders?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Quorum is motion passes.
No minutes for approval, no mayor's report. Public Works Committee report?
Yeah, make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the letter of intent concurring with the project scope, concurring with the sidewalk path scope, costs and long-term maintenance, concurring with the shared use path scope, costs and long-term maintenance, and concurring with the landscape median long-term maintenance. The IDOT improvement of US 30 from Illinois 47 to Illinois 31.
We have a second?
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Well, we're obviously voting right now on consenting to more paths in the future. It's in essence what we're doing. This does not fall under the purview of push for the path. These are new paths, more paths. I've always been against the paths from the mere financial aspect. I think paths are great. I think people running on them, jogging on them, biking on them, I think it's great. But I'm looking at it purely from a financial standpoint. We know in our five-year budget all the costs that we have coming up. These are not surprises to us. So when they come up, we shouldn't be shocked. But here we go. Now we're going to commit to put in more paths that we have to pay for. We have to put, this is just the engineering part, the $28,000. It's not the, who knows how much we have to put in from city coffers to cover our share once the estimates are out. It will be a lot of money. We're talking six figures kind of money. So, once again, I would ask the council to not always go for what will be fun and what we will like and what we think will be great. I think these things will be great. But the bill will be due. Maybe not with this council. This might not come up for, this bill might not be due for 5 years, 10 years, by the time they get to that and the pass and get the state funding and all that. But these are the things that we have to be responsible for. So the next council can't say, oh, that previous council, they stuck us holding the bill for this one, didn't they? Because they approved that ordinance approving the pass on that expansion on 30. So, Push for the Past did their part. They covered the city's portion, which I'm very happy about. I didn't think you guys were going to do it, so hey, you made me grow. Great. I'm glad. To me, it was a win-win, because I was either right, and I was going to rub it in your face, or I was wrong, and the taxpayers don't have to pay anything. So either way, I was going to win. I like those kind of bets. This one, we're going to lose. So I would ask you to vote no. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Just a point of clarification, I know Mark's not here, but Mike had one. I believe the $28,000 does include the local construction cost as well as the engineering, so it's not just engineering. This is our share for our construction of the project. So
that's not high, right?
That
is correct.
It is correct that it is engineering and the construction.
That's correct.
Our share. That's okay. That's what I thought I read through the memo and through the agreement.
That's a bargain. Do we get to send the path?
Well, it's a little just a, yeah, I mean, yeah, for both sides of the road.
How can it be so low for the city, though?
It's just the tip.
It's just the tip.
The little intersection. We only have...
Yeah, it's a very small stretch, sort of very short.
Will at least more stretches in the future?
Well, it's percent of the project is covered by the state, I believe.
Right.
But I think what Carl is asking is there more for us to the length of Route 30 that's being covered in this project, we only have 10% maybe of the entire project in our jurisdiction. The rest is in Montgomery or elsewhere. So this is all that we're going to have. This will be it. we're not incurring anything else.
And it will hook up to Montgomery as we go past.
It will, yes, it's a connect. One question I have about the maintenance, or I maybe need to clarify. The island is being planned for just turf. Because if we choose to put in the trees, we incur the full maintenance. So at this point, if we leave it as turf, we do not incur the maintenance on it.
I believe that's correct.
That's okay. What I read as well.
That's what I want to make sure of, that we're not incurring maintenance out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Nay.
Pelosimo?
Nay.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nosiewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right, next we have a motion to approve an ordinance amending the water use and service regulations and authorize the mayor and the city clerk to execute.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
I have a question. As far as, I kind of didn't understand the memo as far as, I don't like the part about, obviously, that we can still shut off everybody's water in a multi-unit building. But what was, can somebody clarify that end part of the memo where it talked about we can then force the landlord to go to a landlord billing versus, I didn't understand that part.
Sorry.
The last sentence, this would require the landlord to be responsible for the entire building.
Right, it said that it would, was a part of the memo, it said it would give them 12 months to. Staff provides, proposes to notify the owner of the building and force, and this is if there's a outstanding bill, and force them to transition to a landlord account in the next year, 12 months. This would allow the landlord at every time to decide. So is this going to happen automatically to everybody or when there's delinquent water bills? I guess that's what I didn't understand. It's the bottom of the first page of the memo.
I believe that's wrong.
So under the new ordinance,
transition.
It will give the landlords 12 months to transition
if
all the units.
If there's one shut off
and they own the entire building, they would have to transition.
I believe that is correct, Kathy. Is that what you recall?
But in that, in those several buildings where we have where there's multiple owners in the building with one shut off unit, that will not obviously happen because there is no landlord. But under this ordinance, we can still shut off everybody's water if one of those owners does not pay their water bill.
By ordinance.
By ordinance.
In reality, we work with the owners to not do that.
Right, but city councils and directors and people 10 years from now, it might not be us, might not be as nice or as.
Yes and no. We've lived with this rule for us as long as I've been here, which was many councils and directors.
I just, to me it's a tough pill to swallow. More towards the ones where they're individual owners. They're all on one meter, so my neighbor doesn't pay their water bill, I don't get water.
And that's the case that where we do work, I know that can change as well, but we do work to try to get it so it's that we can use, we shut off the one person, not the other rest of the building.
But how would you do that if only one?
Well, we went into and shut off the actual valve with the landlord's permission to the one unit where it branches off after the meter.
Well, I'm not talking about the landlord ones. I'm talking about condos or things of that nature where the separate units are owned by individuals. I own my little condo.
In an association.
Right.
And that would only happen if the association wasn't paying, which we don't have that many of them that are set up that way.
Okay.
Those are usually run by the association.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, sir. We brought this back to committee to discuss it. I knew it was like a 3-hour, 10-minute meeting, so nobody stuck around to talk about it. But I think I'm learning more and more about landlord responsibility, and what you're discussing is kind of located somewhere around the middle of the Landlord Bill of Rights. But I think what this does is it puts the responsibility back on the landlord, which Of course we're going to work with people because we're human, but it avoids the title of babysitter on the whole billing issue. So it's like, okay, well, this is the bill, so you guys are going to have to figure it out, as opposed to staff running around and chasing people with pink slips. So all of your concerns, like I've gone over and over in my head, but I think it makes more sense to go, okay, you're a landlord or you're all in this together. You guys got to kind of figure it out. And if there's a continuing problem, maybe you should move towards the multiple meters. And that's why we have that flexibility. Eric is human, promise to stay human. We can move on with it.
Anyone else? Roll call.
Coke.
Aye.
Pletcher.
Aye.
Breeders.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Pelosina.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Nashiski.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I will turn it over to Alderman Coke for Economic Development Committee report.
I need a motion to approve an ordinance extending the Renewed Residential Construction Incentive Program, Purchase Bill Program, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to.
Second?
Second.
Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Just a good day for me today, Mr. Mayor.
Well, in all honesty, I mean, it's been a good program. It was never designed to last forever.
Right.
You know, I mean, hopefully, I mean, building permits don't take a huge hit, but we'll see. You know, I mean, the economy bumps back a little bit. I mean, I think the program serves its purpose.
Well, I guess if you look at the title, the proposed seventh extension of the bill program. This was supposed to be a temporary program to stimulate home construction in the city of Yorkville. And here we are with the seventh extension to this program. Need I remind everyone that the money that we refund back to these homeowners does not go into the water fund. And what will happen down the road is we will not have enough money in the water fund, it will have a deficit, and we will have to raise the water fee. And we will all sit here shocked that we have to raise the water fee. I have, several of you and I have suggested many times that if this program was so great, we should fund it from the general fund, the holy grail of funds, because it's such a great program that it deserved to be funded through the general fund. And nobody took me up on that. And we keep funding it from the ever-depleting water fund that we will eventually have to replenish. And then we will say, we don't have a choice. We have to have water. Our residents want their toilets to flush, and our residents want their sinks and dishwashers to work, and we have to have drinking water. And those are all very valid statements. You're right, the residents want. But once again, this is about looking to the future. You know, at $5,000 a pop that we're waiving on each one of these, I don't know how many we've done at this point, several hundred. And now here we are, we're throwing out 30 more. And I know one of the big things the committee, I listened to the audio, one of the big things the committee was, well, we don't want the developers to, you know, be surprised with this, we're ending the program. That's been the excuse every single time. Well, we got to give the developers time. And we warned the developers that we're going to end the program, and then we continue the program. And then the developers come in here and say, please let us keep the program, and we let them keep the program, but we're going to end it next time. And we don't end the program. And here we are on the seventh extension. In fact, I hear some developers are having people sign agreements that they will refund them the developer's portion of the build program after they close on their house and get the check from the city. So the city and the developer are paying out the $5,000 each, and the developer gets their $5,000 back. But the city doesn't. So who are the fools? We are the fools. And now if this passes, we will be the fools 30 more times before the program expires. So I would ask that you vote no on this, end the program at the end of this year how it's supposed to end, and if any developer is shocked that this program has ended, they haven't been paying attention to what we've been talking about on this council. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Can I clap?
If you would like.
No, can I speak too?
It's like a House of Commons. You can just,
I can't get my boots off fast enough. I was on the build train for a while there, and then after repeated sleepovers with Carlo in Springfield, talking about how you can keep kicking a can down the road, how you're stealing from your new residents to pay for even more new residents, and me coming from Whispering Meadows, I don't have any roads. So I see any leakage of funds, and I kind of go, my roads! So when we walked into EDC last time and discussed this, I was all, nah, turn it off. We've been saying we've been turning this off at the end of December since the last time we renewed this.
The sixth proposed.
That was the sixth proposed, the sunset. I was trying to quote Fiddler on the Roof with the sunrise sunset. It didn't work, but I was going in that direction. When we talked about doing a full year and then tapering it off, I was like, nah, just let it fizzle out in December because it's over with. I mean, if they want to make an arrangement and figure something out on their end, I'm all for getting inventive. But I think the program has done its job. And during the meeting, I'm like, okay, 30 is better than a year than, isn't it a year than 60 or something like that?
160.
Yeah.
And like, you said 30 down.
Nah, like, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. So in my opinion, like, I talked to Carlo when we were yelling at each other and caps back and forth. Like, I'm all about compromise, but at the same time, I'm super selfish because I have one job in this chair, and that's the roads in my neighborhood. So while everything else might be somewhat important, I'm perfectly comfortable saying I really don't care compared to my roads. So on this one, I'm going to have to revert back to my original opinion going into EDC last time. I'm perfectly okay with the fizzle out in December of 2017.
Amen.
You want to clap for me?
I think this has been a very beneficial program for the city. We have several hundred more homes in our community that are attributed to this program. And some will argue that, well, they would have come here anyways. Not necessarily. Time will tell and see what it's going to do. I do support this. I think this is good. If you think about how many more homes we have in our community, that helps to go pay for our infrastructure through our taxes. Yes, we forewent the initial impact fee that was there, the $5,000. We made a conscious policy decision not to recover those funds for those permits. However, what we're getting is a long-term commitment of residents building houses and living in the city, paying taxes and paying their utility bills, which help offset a smaller number of homes paying the same amount of infrastructure fees. I mean, you think about that, we were all paying the same amount. Now we can spread it out a little bit more. It's like our general taxes. The more people you have in the community, the easier it is to spread that cost of the ongoing maintenance and those utility costs out. Yes, we have to make a sacrifice of a few $1,000s on the water and the sewer individually, but in the overall big picture, this has done its job. It's brought in new residents, it's helped us to grow our revenues, and it's also helped us to grow our tax base. Overall, it's been successful. I would like to see this go through, even though it's less than what I think would be, you know, desirable for me. I really think that 30 permits, I hope that we can pass this and actually continue this for this year, at least with the third, which is a far cry from what we had the year prior, because I think we issued 106 in the prior year. So I encourage you to support the bill program for this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you,
Alderman
Pompasser. I'd like to see it cut down to half. And the reason is, you know, us people on the south side are looking for more homes there, and I'd like to hope that this spurred some of that building on, you know, like Carlos' neighborhood and that, so that we could get some developers up there. You know, we need to get that side built down. So I was kind of surprised we went down so low. I could see cutting it in half. So I'm supporting it.
Yeah, one of the things we didn't mention was the increase in revenue for special census. That's something we're going to get forever. Anyone else? Okay, roll call.
Fletcher?
Nay.
Freeders?
Nay.
Turulis?
Nay.
Colosima?
Nay.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Mushewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Nay.
Nay. Pope?
Aye.
So motion fails.
Yes. Can't even get the kids to vote. Okay, so be it.
My day of reckoning is here.
It only took 7 years.
It only took 7 years. I knew I'd get it.
I've been the public safety committee report to management, not the park board. We'll move on to planning and zoning commission. I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance amending the Yorkville zoning ordinance by adding guidelines, standards, and procedures for temporary and seasonal uses in the city's right of way and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
During the meeting where I came to EDC, I had made a couple recommendations just based on my own personal experiences and I don't like the word park, but the parks. And I know that the majority of them had not only outdoor speakers, but they moved them in and moved them out, depending on what the weather was like. And I know that we don't want to give people 12 months to do whatever the heck they want, but I would like to add in there if we can have, it's not allowed to be parked there for 12 months. But if we can have the little caveat that says, with community development director authorization on a case-by-case basis, that way you're in constant communication. We don't want these restaurants just kind of parking their stuff outside. But I do understand now that we don't have actual cold winters, we might be outside in shorts in the middle of November. And if you remember the last 2 years, February we had both negative numbers and positive 60 numbers. And I know that once I hit over 55 degrees, I pull out the shorts. So I'm all for giving those people that have invested in their own businesses the opportunity to have a party in February on their park. And then in addition, once I make the full amendment, I'd like to include both. I would like to include the permission on a case-by-case basis to allow a loudspeaker outside, not for something like that would go against the noise ordinance, but just to allow these people that are putting on parklet areas to kind of have some, mingle music, whatever they want to do. Of course, following all of the noise ordinances. But those are the two things that I discussed in our committee. PZC didn't think that my words were very cute, but I think I'm pretty dashing today, and I'd like to see about amending this to include those two items.
Yes.
I'm going to disagree with you on the noise. I live up the hill from one of these establishments, and I'm not complaining because I don't complain about noise in my neighborhood, especially train noise. But you can hear it, and they're not even inside the speakers. I can hear it. Many look, that it's not overbearing or loud. I can hear it. I know about it. And in closer proximity. So I don't know if I agree with having the speakers out there because it does carry up into the neighborhood.
But then if we complained about it and figured it out, they could then direct their speaker elsewhere. And I'm not talking about multiple speakers.
Do they need the speakers because when the train goes through, it's for noise?
Yeah, the train is just obnoxious.
Well, there's tracks there?
There are.
I never saw it. Yeah. I agree with 50% of what Joel said. I think having some flexibility with community director to say, it's 75 degrees in November, which could very well happen. You mind if we stay open this weekend? I think that's reasonable. But I agree with the sound. I'd rather keep that inside. But for the first part of your amendment, I'm in support.
So do we feel people out on the second half of my amendment? Or how does that work? So we got two no's.
I was just suggesting to the mayor that maybe this goes back to committee because we've got several months before we have to implement it. So that if it goes back to committee, and you can talk to your fellow aldermen to agree on the sound. It's not sound like the sound plan. Go on this, but at least we could get it to a form in terms of giving discretion and better direction to our community development director.
Is it possible to vote on it with the amendment that I think most of us are okay with? And that's just me assuming, but we all know what happens when you assume. And then possibly kicking the speaker thing after we get, input from the people who would be applying for these things. Because the last thing I want to do is slow something down. Like, I'm just putting my...
So for your specific amendment, you wanted to say that these would be allowed from, what did we say, April to October? I forgot what we said.
April 1st to October.
or at the discretion of a community director?
On a case-by-case basis. I like saying it, though. It's like long.
Less is more.
Right.
Jargon.
And we
so from April to October, or at the discretion of the community director?
Yes. So I make that motion to amend this ordinance with that.
They have to be specific.
I would like to amend this ordinance to include the annual scheduling to include outside of the April to October 31st with the community development director authorization.
On a case-by-case basis.
Yes.
Do I have a second on the motion to amend?
Second.
Comments or questions on the amendment? So we'll have a vote on the amendment. Roll call vote on the amendment.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Kolosina?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plutcher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, so we're back to the original amended motion. So are you going to leave the speaker thing off for now, or?
Yeah, let's leave it off. Can we bring it back? Because what was it, EDC?
Yeah,
it could
be EDC, and
then
we'll take
the public hearing for the planning and zoning, so
I don't know if we can take it.
Okay. So yeah, if we can pass it with what we discussed.
Well, then now you have to take it back for public hearing to pass it.
Okay. So many people here.
Okay, so we're good to vote on?
Yeah, yes.
All right,
yes.
So roll call vote on the original amended motion.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Kolosina?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plutcher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, now I will entertain a motion to approve an ordinance adding outdoor liquor license regulations for patio service adjacent to licensed premises in the city's right of way and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions on that? Roll call, please.
Kolosina?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plutcher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarullos?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, now City Council reports, City Clerk's report, and Community and Liaison reports. Staff reports. Additional business. We do it from entertaining motion to go into executive session for the discussion of minutes and litigation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of going to executive session, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will adjourn to executive session.
Can I ask you a second?
Oh,
did you second?
Second.
Thank you.
After